six literal days of creation. Is it divisive?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose large creation museum will open in late May. Well, Ken, you take a strong stand concerning the six literal days of creation, a young earth, and also a global flood. Aren't you being divisive, though?
You know, at a seminar, a young woman told me that her pastor refused to take a stand on these issues. He said it would create too much division, and the pastor thought it would offend some teachers and researchers in his church. Now, I explained to this woman that just because something's divisive doesn't mean it's wrong. We're told in the Bible that the teachings of Jesus cause division. In fact, in a world where men love darkness rather than light, there'll be division wherever Scripture shines on this dark world. And really, if you're not causing division, then you may not be teaching the truth of Scripture. I also reminded this woman that if her pastor doesn't mention Genesis, then to be consistent, he should avoid most of Paul's teachings in the New Testament. Many of Paul's passages are built on the literal Genesis. You see, Christians should take a stand on six literal days in a young earth and a global flood, even if it causes division. Either God means what he says, or we may as well not believe any of the Bible.
Much more about this important topic is covered in Ken's booklet on the 6 days of creation. To receive your free copy, which is also a great witnessing tool, go to our website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll read the booklet right there on your computer screen or print it out. Go to AnswersRadio.com.